Thai anti-government protesters stepped up security at their base in a Bangkok shopping center today, a week after bloody clashes with security forces killed 24 people. The Red Shirts have pledged to turn the area into a final battleground to oust Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjachiwa. Dr. Apisik Vongdinvichanchai is a lecturer at St. John's University in Bangkok. He fears that there will be more casualties if another confrontation occurs.
The government seems to be separating the protesters into two categories, one who are genuine protesters, peaceful protesters, and the other one they have termed terrorist elements, i.e. people who are running around with heavy assault weapons like AK-47s and grenade launchers. They say that if another confrontation occurs, they are going to try to target these so-called terrorist elements first and try as best as they can to leave the protesters alone. The last time, the government itself admitted that it wasn't really prepared for such an active resistance with what was essentially war weapons. So they only had a few people who had real bullets, whereas everybody else had only shield and batons and small firearms. But if they're going to go for another confrontation this time, I think they'll be far better prepared, and that may also mean more casualties, both in terms of people's lives and in economic terms, because the confrontation would take place in what is essentially the heart of Bangkok's commercial district.